This morning, Israeli helicopters fired missiles at Islamic Jihad targets in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. The attack took place just hours after two Israeli soldiers were killed by Hamas militants in a nearby refugee camp. These events cap what has been a violent week in the Gaza Strip. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from Jerusalem. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And more than a dozen Israeli soldiers were killed in Gaza this week. More than two dozen Palestinians were killed at a time when some people had thought that withdrawals might be going on. Tell us what Gaza feels like now.
Well, you have a sense that it's going to get a lot bloodier still. There are reports that Israel tried to assassinate one of the top leaders of the Palestinian militant group, the Islamic Jihad, in Gaza City. In recent hours, Islamic Jihad officials said four missiles hit a building that houses Mohammed al-Hindi's office, but that he had fled before the strike. And the Islamic Jihad, as it does, is vowing revenge. The Israeli army isn't commenting on him specifically, but says in Rafah that it did destroy Islamic Jihad explosive labs overnight. Now, all this continuing violence, as you said, Scott, ends a week in which the Israeli army sustained some of the worst casualties in many months. And this new round of violence is also being accompanied by a new round of housing demolitions that are about to aggravate all the hostilities. Israel Radio says that the army now intends to demolish hundreds of more houses in Rafah because it wants to widen a buffer zone. The Palestinians are calling it a catastrophe and have urged the United States to try to stop it.
Demonstrations planned for tonight in Tel Aviv in which people are going to call for Israel to unilaterally withdraw from the Gaza Strip, which had of course, been a plan of the Sharon government. Tell us about this demonstration. What's expected? Who might be there? What will the demonstration demonstrate?
Well, that's right. The supporters of a pullout are staging what they hope to be a major rally in Tel Aviv tonight. Let me just back up a couple of days. After the deaths of the Israeli soldiers, the Israeli defense minister came out and said that those who were killed in Gaza died in an essential and unavoidable battle. But there seems to be a growing feeling among Israelis that Gaza is avoidable. And that what's essential is to get out of the place, to pull the 7,500 settlers and soldiers out. And of course, the events of the week have shaken the Israeli public, whose armed forces are just not accustomed to sustaining these kinds of fatalities. The Palestinians are reeling from their high death toll. From Israel's point of view, the troops enter Gaza to safeguard. From the defense point of view, they enter Gaza to safeguard Israel. The soldiers who were killed were part of an operation to destroy what the army says were workshops making Qassam rockets used to kill Israelis. But the growing public attitude is that this has just become too high a price in blood and resources to sustain the settlers and the soldiers who protect them there. And in increasing numbers, they support Ariel Sharon's plan to pull out of Gaza.
Julie, more broadly in the region, any reaction you've been able to gauge to the U.S. government's proposed Greater Middle East initiative, now that it's no longer called the Roadmap to Peace?
Well, the Arab League has rescheduled its summit for Tunis this week, and this initiative is bound to be a source of discussion there. But as is the case in the United States, the focus now is one on Iraq, and the revelations of U.S. treatment of Iraqi prisoners has raised huge criticism in the Arab world of the United States, and critics saying the Bush administration talks about the need for reform, democracy, honoring human rights of its citizens, but that in Iraq, the U.S. engages in practices that are contrary to those principles. And the attitude is likely to influence the debate that we're going to hear there in Tunis.
And NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
Thank you.